Yosef consoles his brothers, and he says, "V'ata al ta'atzu v'yicha b'einechem ki mechatem osihena ki lemichya shlachani elokim lefnechem." That don't be sad and depressed because that you sold me here into Egypt, because God sent me here to give you sustenance and to save the family from famine. So the Malvin points out that the Torah uses similar language in Parshas Vayishlach. It says in the story when Shechem rapes Dinah and takes her, he says, as relates to Shimon the Levi, "Ubnei Yaakov bo min hasadah kishamam v'yisatzvu hanashim v'yichalehem." Vayisatzvu hanashim vayichalehem ma'od ki nevala osa b'Yisrael lishko v'spes Yaakov v'chein lo yase. That they, and again, the same language of vayisatzvu vayichalehem. And it's from it could be that Yosef was subtly, while he was consoling his brothers and appeasing them and bringing them close, but suddenly he was also giving them tochocho. And as he was saying to them that Shimon v'Levi killed the entire city of Shechem because they wanted to protect the honor of their sister, Bas Yaakov. But when it came to Yosef, who was the son of Yaakov, they weren't concerned about that, and they were willing to kill him. And this, in fact, was also the admonishment that Yaakov Avinu gave to Shimon v'Levi when he says, "Besoldom al tovo nefesh, bekolom al teichad kvodi, ki ba'opam hargu ish, uvutzonom ikru shor." And Rashi comments that when it says ki ba'opam hargu ish, so Rashi says that's referring to Chamor and Anser Shechem, that he killed out the entire city. Uvutzonom ikru shor, that's referring to Yosef, as the pasuk that he's called shor, as the pasuk says b'chor shoro hadolo. So Yaakov combined the two, namely, when he admonished Shimon v'Levi, he did it for two things: for the killing of Shechem, and for the mechivas Yosef. And what he was saying was that their justification, namely Shimon v'Levi's justification of killing Shechem and the entire city, was because they wanted to protect the honor and dignity of their sister, Bas Yaakov. He said, but that was without any foundation, because Yaakov was saying subtly that when it came to Yosef, they weren't concerned that he was a son of Yaakov and their brother, and therefore their act of kanois, which they demonstrated by killing out all of Shechem, was without foundation. Because in a similar situation, not the daughter of Yaakov, but with the son of Yaakov, they were willing to kill him and ultimately sold him into slavery.